Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Landry from Go Gold, and we're going to be talking about, well, their previous painting of rock painting events, their upcoming rock painting events, and then the big thing coming up for you guys is the walk that is kind of the culmination of these events. So thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with your previous painting events. From what you guys were sharing on Facebook and other social media, it looked like you guys had an incredible turnout. So can you just kind of talk about what those events were like for you guys?
It was a great experience, and it's wonderful to compare it to the last 3 years because it just keeps getting bigger and better every year. So just from the first half alone, I have about 150 rocks to add to the memorial. So we did great.
Yeah, that's a huge number. And it really, like you said, it shows how much this organization has grown over the past few years since its inception. And you've been doing a very good job of promoting it and keeping it going. So props to you for that.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about some upcoming dates for you guys. So on September 12th, 13th, 14th, you'll have some more upcoming rock painting nights. On the 12th and 13th, you'll be from 5 to 8. And then on the 14th, you'll be from 10 to 4. So for people who might not have ever been able to attend one of these rock painting events, what should they expect?
So expect that everything will be provided. You just have to come with an idea in mind. And even if you don't have an idea in mind, I'll help you come up with one and help you feel inspired. So you show up and everything is out ready for you. We have rocks already painted gold, and then you paint a design, a name, kind words, dates, memories, anything that you feel would be appropriate and supportive towards childhood cancer awareness goes right on the rocks. So.
And then let's kind of talk about childhood cancer awareness for a second, because that's the whole message behind Go Gold. Can you just kind of speak on why this subject is so important to you and why it should be important to the community?
So September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And so Go Gold Memorial is gold because gold is the most precious metal and children represent the most precious thing in our lives. So that's kind of why Go Gold goes with childhood cancer awareness and how it is involved in September. And it's important to me because it's happening all around you, not just Carbon County, not just Price, not just Utah, not just America. It's everywhere. And it goes far beyond people that you know, but with doing an event like this, you find out how much it's happening around you. So even if you feel like you don't have a personal connection, you can make one just by participating.
And it's a good way for people who, like you said, who might not think they have a connection to all of this, kind of develop one. And it's a way for people who do have a connection to childhood cancer to kind of come together in community and support each other, which I think is always a great thing. It's one of the best strengths of our area. And then let's talk about the big walk that is kind of the culmination of these painting events that comes up on September 21st at 9 a.m. Now, what do you guys do for this walk?
So we meet at the JB's parking lot, the north parking lot of the Price River Trail, and I have a little speech prepared. I let everybody know kind of what this project is all about and how all of their participation has kind of helped with the big picture and how it's come all together. And then we take the mile-long walk throughout the Price River Trail and get to the opposite end where all the rocks are placed around a tree, and that's where the memorial rock is, or the rock memorial is located. So
let's kind of speak on that rock memorial. So you've been doing this for a few years now. What is it like when you finish that mile walk along the Price River and you get to the memorial? What kind of feelings are going through your head as you get there?
It's definitely a very emotional experience because every year you meet new families and even just friends, and they become your friends who have experienced such tragic and horrible things. And you get to know them, you get to hear their stories, and you got to let them know, you're not alone, and I'm here for you. And you have that whole walk to do that. And then you get to the end, and you see, wow, this is incredible. This is how many people are thinking about me and my family right now, and the things that we've been going through. And it's all in one place for everybody to just be together.
And that's been a big theme of events like this. And you guys have been doing an incredible job at this one. It shows these people that they're not alone, that they don't have to fight these battles alone. They have the community behind them. And I think that's one of the best things that you could remind these people of. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Feel free to participate. Everybody is welcome. Even if you feel like it's not something that you can relate to, I promise that you can. So
Well, Landry, thank you again so much for coming in. Again, we were talking Go Gold. They have some upcoming rock painting nights coming up on September 12th, 13th, and 14th from 5 to 8 on the 12th and the 13th, and from 10 to 4 on the 14th. And then the big memorial walk will be held on the September 21st at 9 a.m. starting at the trailhead of the Price River Trail. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.